The Braisa said that the Kahanim could fold the Bidei Kahuna and place them under their heads when they sleep. It seemed to prove that Kahanim are allowed to benefit from the Bidei Kahuna. Papa said it means that the clothing may be placed next to their heads, but not mamish underneath their heads. This has to be correct, Zach the Gemara, because according to the sheet that it holds, that the belt of the Kahanim was made of shatnas. How could the Braisa allow them to lay upon them? The Chachamim have said that shatnas may not even be laid upon, even if there's a separation between the actual shatnas and the person's body, because we're afraid that it may fold up onto the body, leading to a true deraisa shatnas is a shatnas. The Braisa must therefore mean that the clothing was placed next to their heads, but not mamish underneath their heads. Rashi said it's possible the clothing was placed under their heads without creating a shatnas problem. Why? Because the big neck kahuna were very stiff, and Rahuna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said that stiff material of shatnas, which will not roll or bend, may be laid upon. Zok the Gemara Braisa clearly says that the Kohen may not walk out of the Migdash complex with them, but may walk around in them within the Migdash complex, even if he's not in the middle of doing the Avodah. Anyway, so you hear, see from here, Shema Mino, that a Kohen may have benefit from the Bigdei Kahuna. For the Gemara, we find that Shimon HaTzadik wore the Bigdei Kahuna out of the Migdash complex when he went to meet Alexander the Great to stop him from allowing the Beis HaMigdash to be destroyed. The famous story where Alexander bowed down to him, to Shimon HaTzadik. Mara says, Teres number one, he wore the clothing that was a copy of the Bigdei Kahuna, but was not actual Bigdei Kahuna. And Teres number two is that he had to do this to save the Beis HaMikdash. Es las Lashem, heferu Torah. The Mishnah said, Chazna Knesset Noitel Sefer Torah. This seems to be a proof that we do show respect to a student even when the Rebbe is there. Because we show respect to the Chazan and to the others by giving them the Torah, even though the Kohen Gadol is standing there. Abaye said, it may be that in general we do not, but passing the Torah to the others in this case shows actually more respect for the Kohen Gadol. So it's all about the Kohen Gadol, it's not about the others. The Mishnah said, the Kohen Gadol Oymed. For the Gemara, this took place in the Azara, and yet it suggests that until then the Kohen Gadol was sitting. We've learned that only the Malchus Beis Dovid allowed to sit in the Azara. Mara says, we must say, as Rav Chista once said, that when we say this took place in the Azara, it means it took place in the Ezras Noshim, where sitting is permitted. A pasuk says that Ezra referred to Hashem as Gadol. Rabbi Yosef Neimer Raz said this means that he used the Shem of Mefayrish. Gidl says it means that he said, Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael Mei Oilam V'Yad Oilam. Abaye asked Rav Dimi, why can't we say that it means to use the Shem of Mefayrish? He answered, because that name, the Shem of Mefayrish, is not said anywhere but in the Azara, and Ezra was standing in the Ezras Noshim when this happened. Fakhamah, we find elsewhere that Ezra used the Shem of Mefayrish outside the Azara. The Mara says that was the case of special need. It was Haroi Shah, as will be explained soon in the Gemara. The pasuk says that the answer Knesset Hagdoyla Davin for the destruction of the Yetzer Hara responsible for the desire to do Avodah Zarah. They said this Yetzer Hara was responsible for the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, for the death of many great tzaddikim, and for the Golus. It was created for us to fight off and receive a reward. We don't want it. We don't want its reward. A note fell from Shemayim that said Emes, showing that Hashem agreed to their plea. They fasted for 3 days and were then able to kill the Yetzer Hara that caused the desire for Avodah Zarah. They then said, since this is a time when Hashem is willing to listen to our tefillah, since it's an ace ratzoin, let's daven to kill the Yetzirah that causes the desire for Znus as well. They daven and caught the Yetzirah. They then realized that if they were to kill the Yetzirah, people would have no desire to even be with their own wives, and the world would cease to exist. There would be no children. They therefore blinded the Yetzirah and allowed him to go free. The blinding accomplished to remove a man's desire for Znus with his immediate family. In Eretz Yisrael, they taught the Rav Gidl said that when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah referred to Hashem as Gadol, it meant that he used the Shema Mefarish, and Rav Masna said that he said, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanoira. Zok the Gemara, the viewer of Masna supports the teaching of Rav Shimon Levi, who said that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, why were they referred to as Gadolah? They were referred to as such because they were referred to Hashem as HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanoira, which is the way Moshe Rabbeinu did as well. That's how he referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the interim, Yirmiyah and Daniel had removed reference to Gibor HaNoira because they felt that those characteristics were quote-unquote lacking, as demonstrated by the destruction of Beis HaMikdash and the Golus of the Yidden. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said that Hashem's continuing the existence of Yidden even while they're spread out among the nations in Golus is the greatest testament to the Gibor and the Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah said, A Mishnah says that we may not skip around when we're reading from the Torah, so how is he allowed to skip different between parashas? Mar says, when you're not allowed to skip around, that's only problematic when there's a longer pause. Given the proximity of these two parashas, it wasn't a problem. Fracting Mar, the Mishnah allows skipping when there is not a long pause only in the Navi, not in the Torah. Mar says, skipping is only not allowed when the two sections are dealing with two different topics. Over here it's the same topic, so you are, and it's not a long pause, so you're allowed to skip from one to the other. The Mishnah said, V'goyel Sefer Torah v'chulu, Zok the Gemara, he had to make the statement so that people not be led to believe that the Sefer Torah was missing sections. Mishnah said, also why couldn't he roll the Torah and read from this from inside the Sefer Torah as well? Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Sheisha, said, because we don't roll the Sefer Torah when a tzibur will be kept waiting. Why couldn't we bring a second Sefer Torah to read from that section? So Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda said, because we don't want to make it seem like the first one was possible, and that's why we're bringing a second one. Rish Lakish said, because that would require a new bracha, and this would be an unnecessary bracha. We find that we take a second Sefer Torah on other occasions. So why would it be a problem over here to have taken out two Sefer Torahs? Mara says, when different people are called up to read from each Torah, it's not a problem. However, when the same person is reading from multiple Sifrei Torah, that's when it is a problem.